happy new comic book day, guys. It's Troy from Talk Nerdy to Me with your daily nerd brief, giving you all the nerdy news that's fit to know. We're going to start with statues. Sideshow, Prime One Studios has a new Lobo Deluxe statue out. This thing is a monster. It's 39 inches tall. He has a couple interchangeable hands. He can have his laser rifle, a shotgun, or he can just be holding his cigar. The other hand, of course, has his iconic chain and hook. This statue also has dog between his legs down here at the bottom. And if you know Lobo, you know he loves his space dolphins. And those are on the side. They're movable. It is a huge statue, limited to 750 pieces made. The price is going to be up there. It's $1,899. You can pre-order it right now. It's coming out at the end of 2019, beginning of 2020. And they have a payment plan, so you don't have to pay it all at once. You can make payments. Okay, if you're near a local comic shop that is going to be participating in Local Comic Shop Day, which is going to be November 17th, they have released two of the special comics that are coming out. Local Comic Shop Day usually has exclusive comics for those participating stores. One of those is Aliens 3, William Gibson's Alien 3, the unproduced screenplay. I'm looking at it. The cover looks pretty good. It's going to be part of one of the alien things that were not produced. Good story. Another book that was released was Image Comics is going to be putting out a hardcover collection of the first six issues of Gideon Falls by Jeff Lemire. Gideon Falls, pretty popular comic. Especially if you can pick it up, exclusive collection in hardcover. That's hard to pass up. So Local Comic Shop Day, go to your local comic store and see about picking these up. November 17th, which is a Saturday. No excuse, you should be off work. Video game players. The WWE 2K19 has revealed some of their roster. If you like the old 80s and 90s throwback wrestlers, you're going to be very happy. The WWF and WCW era, they're bringing in tons of the old characters. Like, you want to have Rowdy Roddy Piper, Jake the Snake Roberts, Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, Ultimate Warrior, Ravishing Rick Rude, Mr. Perfect, DDP, Bret Hart, Lita, and Ricky the Steamboat Dragon, just to name a few. They are saying they still have a few more to announce for this. The game will be coming out October 5th. So if you're a wrestling video game fan, you're going to want to pick up WWE 2K19 on October 5th. Stephen King fans, you're getting a lot of Stephen King lately. Well, they're doing some more. They're going to remake Pet Sematary. If you're familiar with Pet Sematary, that's the show where the guy's kid died. This shouldn't be spoilers. The book's been out forever, and so is the first movie. The guy's kid dies and he buries him in a Indian burial ground, which is supposed to bring him back to life, and it does, but it brings him back different. There's something wrong with him. So just looking at how they upgraded it from the first iteration of the movie that came out to the one that just killed it in the box office this past year, I'm thinking Pet Sematary will be the same thing. It's they're saying if you love the book, you're going to love the movie. So I'm thinking it's going to stay pretty true to the story. It was a very, very freaky, scary book. I can't wait to see how they're going to make this modernized Pet Sematary. But we'll have to wait till April 5th of 2019 to see this movie. Okie dokie. If you've been reading Infinity Wars, you've seen that they have a kind of a weird offshoot from that called Infinity Warps, where Gamora, you know, she's gotten the Infinity Stones and she's kind of folded the universe in on itself, and a lot of the characters have been combined, merged. Because you had Captain America and Doctor Strange were merged to form Soldier Supreme. Thor and Iron Man were merged to have Iron Hammer. And they revealed a new one just the other day. Wolverine was merged with Emma Frost. His appearance didn't really change much. He still has the Wolverine look, except that he's got the blonde hair. He's got the patch. He's wearing a patch now, like he did when he was patched, the eye patch. The big difference is you can tell in his speech pattern. He's much got much more manners. Speaks more eloquently, but there's still some Wolverine in there because he gets his rage every once in a while. So if you like the idea of them merging two characters for a new one, there you go. Infinity Warps with a P. They're doing, and they've got other ones too. Like they have Ghost Panther, Weapon Hex. Wolverine is not the only one to get merged. A bunch of them are. If that's your thing, then you want to pick up Infinity Warps. Okay, Batman, if you've been reading Justice League, you saw Batman has just been decimated. I mean, Lex Luthor, when he had the totality doorknob, he crushed Batman. I mean, he broke all of his arms, legs, just left him in a bad way. And you saw in the last Justice League issue, he had a full body armor suit that allowed him to keep moving around, even though pretty much most of the bones in his body were broken. He's gone one step further now. He has his own little hover wheelchair. So he looks a lot like Professor X with a big bat symbol on his chest. I'm sure he's still pretty deadly, even with that full body armor. He whooped a bunch of Legion of Doom. He was pretty instrumental in them Justice League getting the totality away from Lex Luthor. Now he's taking it easy. He's sitting instead of standing, but this hover chair is pretty armored up. I'm sure he's got it full of all kinds of weapons. So start reading Justice League. You're going to see Batman just won't stop fighting, and they're investigating the totality, try to figure out how to get it to fix the source wall, because it's supposedly a battery used for creating universes, so they want to figure out how to use it to fix our multiverse. Justice League, Scott Snyder, where are you going with this? Oh, don't want to read that one to you. Okay, Harvey Awards. They're at New York Comic Con, they're going to have the presentation of 2018's Hall of Fame inductees. It looks like there's going to be two of them now. Dave Gibbons, that sounds familiar, that's because he was the artist on The Watchmen. Alan Moore was the guy with the story. Dave Gibbons brought it to life on the page. He's done other stuff, but that's what he's most known for. You know, he did some work on Green Lantern, Give Me Liberty, and Kingsman. But he's getting a Harvey Award at New York Comic Con during the 30th award ceremony, October 5th. So that's going to be, and Roz Chast. Yeah, Roz Chast is going to get an award also. She'll be inducted. She did a lot of work for The New Yorker. She's also received the Rubin Award, which is a pretty high award. So we got those two pretty prominent people being inducted into the Harvey Awards Hall of Fame. They both deserve it. Congratulations. The Oscars. There's been a lot of Oscar buzz ever since they wanted to add that new popular film category to try to include the superhero movies. And there was a lot of backlash, which I agree. We don't need another category. Just let these movies compete on an even playing field with the others. Disney took that to heart, and they have submitted Black Panther to no less than 16 categories. This movie is just, it was a great movie. It's done very well at the box office. I'm hoping in February, the Oscars are February 24th, that it does well there. This might actually be enough to get me to watch the Oscars again, because I haven't watched in years. I would love to see Black Panther take a couple of these categories. They've got a few of the categories: Best Picture, Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Actor, and Best Supporting Actor and Actress. With being nominated for 16, chances are they deserve to win one or two at least. Disney has pulled out all the stops. They're doing that whole For Your Consideration campaign with Black Panther. Disney has even hired an Oscar strategist. Wow. Yeah, they have a... Disney's pushed a significant budget for award season for Black Panther, which is supposedly the first time they've really done that. I fully agree with Disney that it was a great movie they put out, and it needs to be given its just due. So join me February 21st, watching the Oscars, and let's hope that Black Panther brings home a bunch of awards. Dark Knight's Metal, your Nightmare Batman, the evil Batman. Very iconic looking alternate versions of Batman, where he kind of went bad. They're making statues for these guys now. They're going to be 7-inch statues from DC Collectibles, launching the first start, will come out May of 2019. You're going to get the 8 characters from the Dark Knight's Metal series. You got Batman Who Laughs. That one is going to be the deluxe statue, so it's probably going to have a lot of extras. It'll probably have the Robin Goblins on it and be a little bigger. He'll probably be standing on an elevated area. You're also going to get, you know, the Red Death, the Drowned, Dawnbreaker, Murder Machine, the Merciless, the Devastator, and here's what I found interesting. They're going to have Batman with Baby Darkseid. So you're getting 8 characters from Dark Knight's Metal. They're going to be able to make a diorama, but they're going to be able to be put together in different configurations, so you're not going to be set in one static configuration putting these guys together by the base. That's a pretty cool thing. The first statue that comes out in May is going to be Dawnbreaker. That one's going to lead the series. And it's a reasonable price. It's $85. It's very, looks very good sculpt. Colors are nice. It's going to be a few interchangeable pieces on Dawnbreaker. He can change his hand out where he's making a construct. Greg Capullo has already looked at him, because he's the artist that these are based off of. And he loves them. So they must be pretty true to his artwork. The picture I'm looking at here is of Dawnbreaker, the Batman Green Lantern mashup. Nightmare Batman looks really good. Really good. I can't wait to see all of them together in a diorama. That's just got to be breathtaking. And reasonably priced. So, yeah, DC Collectibles, Dark Knight's Metal, Evil Batman. Pick them up starting in May. The last article I have for you today, DreamWorks TV is making She-Ra and the Princesses of Power. More than one, plural, Princesses of Power. There's a teaser trailer out there. It's going to be coming out on Netflix November 16th, middle of November. It is a very... it was a series in the 80s. It's about an orphan named Adora. You know, she finds this magical sword and turns her into the mythical warrior princess of She-Ra. She-Ra's whole world is very female oriented. The females are actually the forefront of society. You know, they're not all perfect. They all have their own personalities and flaws. She-Ra was not a bad cartoon. I remember my sister watching it all the time, and which means I had to watch it back then. We had one TV and I think 3 channels. So I watched She-Ra, didn't mind it. Check out the trailer, see if it's something you're going to like. And if it is, start watching it. You can binge it on Netflix starting November 16th. Okay, please. That was, like I said, all I had for today. Please go to YouTube.com/ZiaComics. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Give this trailer, this video a like. Leave a comment. Or you can go to any podcast platform and subscribe to us by podcast. If you find one we're not on, let me know and I'll get us added. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.